Sometimes when you get it, you still manage to miss it. You know what it is that you should be doing, but you still do something different. Today on Growing Hope, we're talking about having the right focus to get it and keep it, as well as the five things you can utilize to make the choice to follow.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're investing a few moments to grow up lives in purpose and on purpose. I'm Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter, daring you to live your big dreams one unique little bit at a time. You will have to find your unique way if you're going to make the choices for living your possibilities and for following your path. You will have to make the choices yourself because you're the only one that can make your place come to life. There will always be a reason not to. And there's always going to be a way kind of around the choice. And there will always be an opportunity to just ignore the choice altogether. What's worse is that you often understand the better way, and you've even helped others understand the better way, and still you manage to miss your own choice in making that other way possible. When it's right there at the tip of your nose, right there at the tip of your fingers, you still choose different. It should have been an easy choice, but you managed to miss it. You need to have a habit of doing what you know to do in the little things so that you'll be able to develop that habit to make the choice to get it done. I love houseplants. If you've ever been to my house, you know I love houseplants. Actually, I love all plants, but I enjoy the freshness that houseplants kind of bring to a space. And a few weeks back, I bought this beautiful new houseplant that had an incredible red bloom. I could tell by looking at it in the store that it was root bound, but I know how to transplant them. I just put it off. I kept it watered because it had to be watered, and it had to be watered more than the other houseplants because it was root bound. Look, it's not like I haven't transplanted something before. I've rooted them, I have transplanted them, I have divided them, and what's worse is I even had what I needed to do the transplanting, but I didn't. I finally gave in when I noticed that it was starting to wither. But now I'm worried that I may have waited too long. I don't know if the plant's going to survive because instead of just making the time to transplant, I put it off. I knew what to do. I knew how to do it, but I put it off. You can know it. You can know it with enough conviction to share it with others. You can know it because of your past experiences and your past doings and your past thought follow-throughs. But until you make the choice this time to follow up on your knowing, and until you do it this time, what you know to do doesn't matter. You have to actually do it. Otherwise, you miss it. It's up to you. Sometimes I think that we miss it because we do know it so well. It's like knowing about the plant. I knew it needed to be transplanted. I knew how to transplant it. I knew it wasn't going to take me long. And so I kept putting it off. When you know something so well, you have a tendency to say, I can do that later, because past experience has told you that you can get it done. And for the record, putting something off is the same as making the choice not to do it. Just for the record. I don't want to do it. That's one of the excuses I hear often. I used to blame my children for saying that most of the time around the house. But just this past week, I was in a position where the dishwasher had been run. I knew it had been run because I ran it. The dishwasher had done its job. It ran. It cleaned the dishes. And then the dishwasher let us know. It has a little green light that says, I'm done. And we did everything possible. Everybody in the house did to avoid that clean dishwasher. It had done what it needed to do. And we all knew that it was done, but we avoided it like the plague. Whatever we could do to avoid emptying the dishwasher was done instead. And ultimately, even though we used paper plates and plastic forks and spoons to eat with, we ended up with more of a mess in the kitchen because of all of that investment we made in avoiding emptying the dishwasher. The saddest part of the story is that I know how long it takes to empty the dishwasher. It only takes about 10 minutes. But we invested 3 full days avoiding a 10-minute task. You have to be intentional about taking the actions when you see the actions. That's how you get to the place where you can follow your path to purpose. So first, record the directions. It's easier to follow the directions when you have them written down. Write down all that you've heard from lessons and teachings or sermons or things that specifically speak to your heart about your unique design. Write down the things that you say or the things that you're hearing that are stirring you towards that purpose that you desire to achieve. Now, many years ago, we were attending a service when my husband decided that he wanted to go up and he wanted to have the evangelist pray for him. And I wanted to go with him because, one, I wanted to support my husband, but two, I know that two are stronger than one when we agree together in prayer. So the evangelist prayed for my husband, and then he turned to me and he said, "You're a tornado. Just keep stirring things up and firing things up." Because, you know, I needed more encouragement to do that. But I came home and I wrote it down. And that is the moment that I utilized when I first was introduced to the idea of snarky rainbows, because that's what I pictured, was this tornado me as a rainbow tornado. And that was the inspiration for the logo that I use. Having it written down will give you something to fall back to if you get stuck in a rut. Second, stay in the no lane. Review what has worked. Review what you already know. It can be so easy to fall out of the habits because of the distractions or the chaos or the twists and turns of life. For almost 11 months, I have consistently gotten up and spent my morning reading the scripture, the set of scriptures that I have set up through the Proverbs Life Plan. You can find that over at the Proverbs Life Facebook group. So far, I've already read 3 of the translations in my comparative study Bible, and I'm almost through the 4th. But at the end of November, between being sick and the holidays and trying to get the house ready and dealing with multiple computer crashes, I didn't. I missed once, and then I missed again, and then I missed again, and then I was out of the habit. But I've eventually made the intentional choice to get back on track. And it took a little bit longer, just like it took a little bit longer to clean the kitchen because we put it off. It took a little bit longer to do my readings because I had to catch up. So once I got caught up and I got back on track, I made it a point to be consistent. When you aren't doing what you know to do, then you end up in a place you never should have been. So stay in the better lane to stay on track. The third thing is to accept that you really may never understand. It may never make complete sense. It won't make sense if you are holding it up to the rules of the world or the world standards. There are some things that you're just going to never know. There are some things the circumstances will never quite line up, and you'll never be able to explain when you look at it from the face value. See, here's the trick. We have to practice looking at it through the heart value. The ways of God are different and even unimaginable when they're looked at through the eyes of man. The fourth thing is to examine all the choices, all the time. Develop a habit of thinking before you act. And even, you know, taking the time to think through the little things that you're choosing to do and being consistent with that so that when you look at the big stuff, it's a little easier. The big, little, everything in between, you want to make a habit of really examining the choices. Even better, create a habit of preparing to prepare. I think about when my father-in-law was in the hospital. I had to go with him to the hospital, and I had my purse with me, which had my notepad in it, but when I got there, I didn't have everything I needed, and I ended up having to stay until my husband could relieve me. So I started packing what I called my go office, and everything that I needed was in that bag so that if something came up, if I went to a doctor's appointment or I got stuck in car line or whatever the thing might be, I had with me what I needed to do to get things done. So I was prepared for whatever might come, and I was able to think through things without stressing over, I have to get back and do this. So I had a portable office that gave me the freedom to do more. When it comes to life, practice examining even the small choices so that each one choice is intentional. When you are intentional in your little choices, then you are prepared to make the big choices, even when you're dealing with things that are tough. And finally, take action. There are plenty of things that you can do while you're waiting for that next big step to be revealed to you for your big dream path. You don't have to stay busy. Don't stay busy. There's a difference between busy and active. But you do need to keep moving so that you are getting towards where you need to go. Always be intentionally moving towards where you want to go. I've attended many writing conferences, and many of them multiple years. It never fails. There's always that one attendee that comes year after year after year talking about writing a book. And they take just those amazing notes, and they get all excited, and they stand in line to talk one-on-one with the different speakers, and then they leave for a year, only to come back the next year and repeat the process. They never take action. You can do what you know to do and keep doing what you know to do. But if you don't do what you know to do, then you're never going to get to the next. You're just going to be stuck where you are. Live your place and purpose by making the choices to follow. You record the directions. You stay in the no lane. You accept that you may never understand. You examine the choices and you take action. Ultimately, the choice is yours. You can follow the path planned for you, or you can follow the world. Choose better. We don't always want to do it. Sometimes we make the intentional choice to look at the dun light and walk away. On more than one occasion, I've whined to God. I don't want to do that. He would give me a direction. Maybe it wasn't a burning bush. Maybe it wasn't directly a command from him to me. But I knew in my knower that he was telling me to do something. I knew it deep down inside that he was directing me. And I just didn't want to do it. And I've complained to God when he would request something in my life or for my life or something from my life. And I've been known to look right at God and just say, no, I don't want to do it unless it complies with my own terms and my specifications. And anything else would just be unacceptable. Those are the moments when you know it, but you miss it. And you miss it because you are more focused on self than you are on God. Your unique journey was designed so that you would be able to pursue it, to pursue your uniqueness. It wasn't supposed to be complicated, but we've invested quite a bit of energy and time and focus making things complicated. The way back to the simple pursuit is directly through the right focus, and that focus is always God. The world will not appreciate it when you choose to focus on God and pursue your path through His vision, but it is the only way to bring your place in purpose to life. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. But if you never choose to step into your purpose, then you will never live up to your full design. It's always up to you. So today's challenge is about creating a way to avoid not getting, to avoid the place where you don't get what you know. One, write down your opportunities. Two, take time to review your big dreams and make sure those align. Three, get past the emotions. And four, move. The right choices for you will get you to your determined destination. But if you don't choose to follow, then you will end up missing the mark, even if you knew what to do. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Your choice to invest more encourages me every day. I look forward to learning about your journey and returning the encouragement back to you. So be sure to connect with me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group and join me at growinghoperadio.com. And if you're looking for daily encouragement or inspiration, be sure to follow snarkyrainbows.com and the daily blog posts there. You can live bold in purpose when you choose to follow His designed plan for your life. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.